Good day, everybody. Albert J. Hernandez, the Untamed Chef for Agnet West, and my recipe for day four of cooking with the Full Circle Brewery beer is my buttermilk beer fried chicken with collard greens. This is such a fun recipe, especially with summer. We think of barbecues, and I always think of fried chicken. Let's get started. What we're going to need are 2 cups of buttermilk. I need 1 cup of Full Circle Brewery blazed red beer. We're going to need 2 cups of AP flour. And we're going to mix all that together. This is going to be the base for our batter. I'm also going to add in there 1 tablespoon of cayenne, 1 tablespoon of granulated garlic, 1 tablespoon of paprika, and 1 tablespoon of cumin. And we're going to finish that off with salt and pepper to taste, because everybody has different preferences on how much salt and pepper they enjoy in their food. Now, this recipe, it's always remember when we're frying something to just be careful. We are going to be frying something. We're actually going to be frying up our chicken, of course. And what I like to do is, depending on how many chickens, usually with chicken, if you don't have a deep fryer, I would recommend that you grab like a stock pot and you fill it up, I'd say, with at least 1 quart, maybe 2 quarts of oil. Now, I have oil that I use all the time for frying. You guys may not have that, but it might not be a bad idea, because believe it or not, we do fry a lot of things, and it's always good to just have that oil. And that oil is good, you know, for several times as long as you clean it. So I always clean my oil and run it through a coffee filter. And what we're going to do is we're going to put our chicken in there. I'm going to let this chicken cook for about 4 minutes on each side, so it's 8 minutes total. And then I'm going to finish it off in the oven at 375 degrees for another 10 to 15 minutes, just to make sure we're cooked all the way through the bone. If we leave it completely in the fryer, it'll burn it up and it won't be that great. So I want to just remember that it's important that we use some of these cooking techniques, but we also combine them with other techniques to get a better product. To do our collard greens, I'm going to do 3 tablespoons of Rosenthal Olive Ranch's award-winning Koroniki olive oil. And I'm going to add in there collard greens that I blanched for 5 minutes in a salted pot of water. And I always cook my blanching on a simmer. We never want to do on a boil, even though it says to boil. Simmering is better because we can control our food temperature better. I add in 1 cup of oyster mushrooms that I'm going to clean and dice small. 1 Spanish onion diced small. And half a cup of Full Circle Brewery's Blaze Red Beer. And this is such a great dish. I'll finish it off with 1 tablespoon of raw butter. And it makes the most incredible collard greens you've ever had, salt and pepper to taste. For this and many more of my recipes, follow me at www.hhtheuntamedchef.com. As always, this is Albert J. Hernandez, the Untamed Chef for Agnet West.